www.ac.org.
$14 in my wallet. Open my case up, 'cause I ain't ballin' yet. Not yet. Panorama view, see all the ladies. Saks Fifth Avenue is where they pay me loans for my show.
Saks Fifth Avenue by Masego from his new album, which is called Masego. Kind of funny, and I always find it on a little odd when artists do that, but I don't know, it's cool. It came out, let's see here, on March 3rd, and I've been listening to a lot. There's a lot of songs on it that I really like, a few I haven't gotten into as much, but I think it's a little different than some of his other stuff, but nonetheless I'm really enjoying it. And I don't know, it's calm, it's relaxing, it's fun to listen to. And that was one of my favorite ones. So, kind of similar to a show I did a week or two back when I was subbing in. Kobe's not here today, unfortunately, but that's alright. And this is just to remind you, this is Terrible Tunes. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Trust Freeform Radio. I'm here on my own tonight. It's me, Steven. I'm going to be starting the show with about 6 instrumental pieces, and then I'm going to get into some lyrical stuff for the end. I have 9 songs there picked out. I think we'll be able to get through it all. And yeah, I'll throw in some commentary as I go. It's going to be nice, relaxing, nothing crazy tonight, just taking a moment to refresh for the new week. So, next up, we have Look to the Sky by Antonio Carlos Jobim. I'm not sure how to pronounce his name, unfortunately, but here we are. Enjoy.
Thank you.
beautiful. That was The Last Time I Saw Paris by Johnny Hodges, someone I've started listening to a bit recently. I've been getting back into jazz. I was really into jazz in high school, and it was honestly mostly what I listened to then, and started to get into other stuff, and then last year really got into music and exploring, and I fell away from jazz a little, but I'm now finding that again, which is really nice, and going back into some of the old stuff I liked, listening through Spotify radios, finding new people. I mean, Johnny Hodges is a big jazz figure, alto sax, but I hadn't heard him before formally, so now I've been listening to him a bit and really like that. I figured out he did basically the majority of his career working with Duke Ellington, which is cool. He went on some off years and did some stuff on his own, had his own groups, but always ended up going back to Duke Ellington for his entire career until he died, I think around 1970 or 80. I could check that, but yeah, it's interesting. Next up, I'm going to play the song Moonglow by the Benny Goodman Quartet. I don't know it super well, but it comes on. I listen to jazz a lot now. I've been reading a lot recently, and so when I'm reading, I put it on. It's very calming. And also when I'm studying, it's just something that normally accompanies another activity. I haven't found myself very recently just listening to jazz to listen to it, which is something I want to do more. But often when I just want to listen to music, I get into other stuff. So I end up doing my jazz listening while I'm working, reading, stretching, whatever that accompaniment is. But here we go. Moonglow. Enjoy. Thank you. Alrighty, alrighty. That was another tune right there. That was Queen's Highway by Manhattan Street Band, a group that I like listening to a lot while studying as well. That song in particular is only a minute long, but I just love it. I think it honestly only needs to be a minute long. It encapsulates everything right there, and I really love when artists can consolidate their work to just a minute or 2 minutes. You know, sometimes I find songs that go on and on and on have moments that they could have consolidated into a smaller part. Obviously, there's some great, really long songs that deserve that full time, but I do appreciate a shorter song. Next up, we have two more current songs. Some of that stuff was a little older. I mean, the Manhattan Street Band is more so contemporary, but Benny Goodman, Johnny Hodges, I'm not sure about Antonio Carlos, Jobim, Pero, but, yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of new stuff out there. There, in a sense, I mean, I'm thinking about this in my mind. There's less really good jazz being, I don't know if it's just that we see all these classics and hear about all these classics of jazz, and like those are overpowering what still to now is there's still being new jazz produced, but sometimes it does feel like jazz in a sense was a thing of the past, and now there's still jazz, but it doesn't live up to what it used to be. So there's other forms of instrumental jazz influenced music that are stringing out to me and I enjoy. This one group, Hermanos Gutierrez, is one of the examples. This next song is called Cielo Grande, and yeah, it's one I like a lot. It's from their album El Bueno y El Malo, and that's something that I've played, I think, on my last show. And then the song after that is a Mac DeMarco song, and he released a whole album recently of just, you know, it's beat tapes, instrumental tapes. I think he recorded it all by himself and put it together and stuff, and that's pretty cool. So, enjoy. First, Cielo Grande. Thank you. was Crescent City by Mac DeMarco. Next up, we're going into our lyrical stuff, and we have Any Wonder by Jack Johnson to start us off. Here we go.
Is it any wonder, or can I believe in another morning that I can't keep? I sing all alone now, the birds are still sleeping, a passing storm off in the distance looks so peaceful. Morning comes and goes, I can't hold on to now, it's so hard to let go, maybe I don't know how, my shadow gets so long, and I get lost somehow, if you can hear me now. Is it any wonder, and is it really so hard to believe that the light might come and go, and the love might never leave? One by one now, I hear the birds waking, another morning song that I can take with me.
Wearing white, but
That is a really nice one. That's, I think, my favorite Kongbin song for a while. Last spring, it was my favorite song. I'm not sure if I'd still put it as number one, but that's always impossible for me to say. But that was White Gloves by Kongbin. It's just so relaxing. And when I went to their concert, it was, I think, their first, they did three songs as the encore, and that was, I'm pretty sure, I'm not sure if it was the first one or the second one, but it was definitely one of them, and wow, it was amazing. Next up, I have in a Mac Ayers song. This one's called Again. He just released his new single very recently, and he's coming to Boston April 28th, so I'm hoping to go to that. It's one of my friend's cousins, kind of a fun little connection there. Played him a bunch on our show. I like the song out. Noel is brand new, so let's hear it again, see how it is. Hope you all enjoy.
It's getting harder to pretend. The days, they start so quick and somehow never end. Finally made it outside, the sun was dressed in red. I just wanna feel something again. There is a garden I must tend. Spend my time just finding, tying up my loose ends. Flower growing toward the sun must learn. He just wants to feel something again. And I shouldn't have both my feet back on the ground. Fly. To hang it up there, watercolor blurs, it's hard to comprehend. By the time it dries, it's not what I intended. Already got so much of myself that I've expended. I just wanna feel something again.
Across the kitchen floor. Can't give you more, but
you can be my inside friend. You can be my inside friend. My inside friend. Won't you be my inside friend?
Come through with your hair still wet, yoga pants, sweatshirt on the bed. Heart heavy and you're weeping crazy. We can be lazy, baby, embrace me. And it's feeling so right. Don't think about leaving anytime tonight.
You can just slide across my kitchen floor and tell me goodbye. Just see yourself right out my door and come back through when you want to, if you do, or never call me anymore.
That's what inside friends are for.
That was Inside Friend by Leon Bridges and John Mayer. I know I've played that one on here before, but it's definitely one of my top songs, and I always go back to it when I'm listening to it, so I thought I would go back to it on the radio and play it again, you know? Sometimes I forget that I don't have to always put new stuff on here, as much as I want to introduce new music, and it's a fun for me to explore more. Recently, I've really just been enjoying what I'm listening to and what I've been listening to and going back, and I've collected so many songs now that I know I like, and I can cycle through them and go months and have something completely different to rediscover all the time, because I've listened to so much music. So sometimes it's nice to not discover and play things you know, and that's a lot of what tonight is, which I enjoy. I'm actually sitting here while playing that stuff, creating a playlist for... It's called Bunk Time, and its intention is for the summer. I'm going back to my camp, going to be working there, really excited for that. And last summer, I really liked playing music all the time in the bunk, and the guys were always into it. They always liked enjoying what I had to play. You know, some of them are music heads themselves and knew some of the stuff, some of them not so much, and just some of them didn't care, and that's fine, but it's always nice to have something fun going. It makes... It's bunk time for me more enjoyable too, you know, having some music to listen to that I really like and introducing all those guys to stuff that maybe they hadn't heard about. I doubt that they know all the artists I'm listening to. I spent a good amount of time listening to music at that age. You spend time doing other things and listening to music, more fun things, running around outside, having fun, you know, all that good old day stuff. But I don't know, it's getting me excited about the summer, about things to come. It's a complicated, there's multifaceted emotions to the situation, but overall, I think it's going to be a really good summer and nice time to relax and hang out. I don't know. I like the 4 album cover combo this playlist has created as its cover. It has a nice vibe to it. It looks cool. If you want to follow me on Spotify, I think my username is just Steven Spire, Spire Steven. Easy, got all the playlists there. I have way too many playlists. You'll never be able to figure out which one you're looking find, which one you're looking for, but good luck. next up, I'm going to continue with some SZA. This is my favorite song from her newest album, SOS, Far. Enjoy.
How do I deal with rejection? I'm dealing with a lot of rejection right now. It makes me feel very small.
Oh, that's great. If nobody wants you, you're free.
Try to wash all of my shit away. Try to wash all my emotions in a few brews. Need a palm tree. I be drinking in private. Don't call me to party though. Fuck on your nigga for cardio. Took good if he fell in love right away. I put my feelings on layaway. Done being used. Done playing. Don't fake and cool.
I do my love, shit I want.
Done being screwed. Done feeling clueless. That's how you do.
I don't want none of that. She got me running short.
Far like I don't recognize me. Far, far, cause I let you do.
define me. I'm far, far, cause I can't trust nobody. Far, stay far, so far. Lately I feel less cool, less before.
Nobody had the mind that about.
Find me. I'm far, far, cause I can't trust nobody. Far, stay far, so far.
I remember when you had me upside down. Stress me out and turn me out, it's all bad now. I remember when I was so burnt out. I'd rather let it be a enemy, ready to let it go.
Dragging me far, far, like I don't recognize me. Far, cause I let you define me. I'm far, far, cause I can't trust nobody. Far, stay far, so far.
Thank you.
wow. I love Ravina. Her voice is amazing, and I don't know, her music, it all just gets me feeling some type of way. But surprise, I just picked up the following hour. It's been sitting in the WMFO shared email chat for a while, and no one's picking it up, and I'm sitting there like, I might as well just start it. If I want to leave, I can always go and throw on Rivendell, but I'm enjoying this right now. I'm doing some playlist crafting. I'm adding stuff to this list as I go on, stuff I want to hear, and I'm excited to tap into some different little segments of different people, different parts of my year, going back in time a little bit. I'm going through my like songs, scrolling down, seeing what's there. It's a lot of fun to like look, oh my god, I can't believe I was listening to that in September. Like, that's really when I found this song, you know? And it logs it all, and it's a journal of music, of experience. And that's a beautiful thing. Next up, we have an Orion Sun pick from her album Hold Space For Me, which is my favorite album by her. Honestly, there's so much on the album that I love, and this song I hadn't touched into enough recently and ever. But on the drive back to Tufts this weekend, I was away. Wow, I just really like this song stuck out to me. I was shuffling this album, and I want to play it for you guys. Holy Water by Orion Sun. Enjoy.
Sunbeam, bathe until I'm clean. Sweet dream, you and me, my honeybee. Summers be hot like the stove be cooking with you is like therapy. I just want everything, yeah, yeah, for you and me and our families. Overflowing, abundant, your love got me flowing upstream. You and me onto bigger things, planning the future with our eyes closed. Wonder where time go, feel like black hole. I just wanna know, damn, when Jake gets so grown, why it feels so cold.
Thank you. taking long. I've been writing songs. I've been feeling gone. Don't know what you want. You probably prone to stay all night. I'm probably prone to play all right. I've been in the wrong. I can dig it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've been in there long. Feeling in the chairs. She gon' get hers. I'm gon' get mine. We bring the life. She fantasize. Now I got it yelling, got it yelling, got it yelling till I. Round two, round two, yeah. I said I got it yelling, got it yelling, got it yelling till I.
So I accidentally skipped over a song there, but don't worry, we'll get back to it. That one was Prone by Masego. That was the intended end to my show, and I want to point it out, it's a little fun. It started with a Masego song, Sax with Av, ending with Prone. You know, it's conclusive. I like that. It wraps it up nicely. But yeah, I'm in my hour still. I realize I need to give a PSA. My PSA is... start taking advantage of this longer sunlight. Stay outside longer. Enjoy the day. Feel good. Make the most of it. Today, I decided randomly in the middle of the day I wanted to go for a run, and I did, and it was a great decision. It got my endorphins flowing. I felt good. It was a moment when I wasn't feeling too hot in the middle of the day, and then I went for a run and just felt way better and pushed myself a little, felt accomplished, feel good, and I know I'm going to sleep really well tonight because of that. So yeah, that's my PSA to you. A public service message from WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And once again, this is Terrible Tunes with Steven, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Next up, we have All Good by Pip Millett. The song that was unfortunately skipped 1 minute ago, but do not worry. It's coming, and it's a good one. Enjoy.
In another life, I try to hold your hand, try to kiss you, let you know I miss you. In this one, I hug you as a friend. And we'll walk down a new road with new goals and new meaning to life. I still wanna be your wife. I hope that that will change. Anyways, I'm looking up and the sky seems blue. I hope that that's the same for you. It's just to be a friend, yeah. Is you really feel off the street to you? You keep doing you.